you clicked on yourself so that you could see yourself better, then you have to click the same picture so then it'll rotate.
In a cold, far away world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars that came here to Earth, caught in their struggle through the whole universe. Robotic warriors.
Perceptor here. Welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, TFYLP for short. Join us as Weird Wolf, Insane Galvatron, Cyburn 2, God Convoy, Mirai Baby, Natsume Ryu, and Plasticon Reviews discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. And now, without further ado, here is Weird Wolf. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, episode number 76, 2013, year in review. I am Weird Wolf, and returning from about a two-episode hiatus, and I apologize for that. And I'm going to apologize ahead of time because I've got some horrendous coughing that I'm still fighting with. So if you hear some during the podcast, I'm sorry. It's just horrendous. But joining me tonight is the Friday crew and another new face. We'll start off with Suede 66. Welcome tonight.
What's up, everybody? I'd also like to apologize for Duran's throat issues.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of those deep throat issues and stuff. And then also joining us tonight is Trans Jazz.
Hey, guys.
What's up? Joining us from the mobile studio again tonight, huh?
Yes, in the mobile studio in the middle of Massachusetts.
Surrounded by, I'm not going to say that term.
Well, I can show you guys everything that's going on here.
No.
This is the lovely place I am at currently.
Let's just get through the intro, Chad. Shut up.
Also joining us tonight is Plasticon.
How you guys doing?
What's going on, man? And also, the new face, one of the new faces that'll be joining us in the coming year is Megamus. Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
I'm happy to be here.
Many of you who may have been following us for some time may recognize he guested with us on the show about a month ago. And he's going to be joining us on a regular basis, beginning, I believe, on Tuesday night show, on sometime in January. We've got a lot of great things lined up coming for you in the coming year from TFYLP, and it's just going to get better. I have a firm belief in that. Hopefully, the scheduling won't have to change any at all once I find a new line of work, which I've been trying to split time between working on the podcast and doing new things with it and trying to find a new job, and it's just crazy right now. And hopefully, whenever the new year changes over and I do find new work, it's going to stay the same. But if it does change a little bit, we're not going to go away by any means. I hope people are enjoying the TFYLP Minute. I just started the first one last night and made another one today. It's a little minute capsule of what's going on in Transformers or my opinion on things that's going on. What do you guys think about it so far, the idea of it?
Go ahead.
I think it sucks because we're not all involved. That was kind of shady. That was kind of shady, man. You were just like, oh, look, I'm going solo.
Well, no.
It is a good idea, though. It is a good idea overall. Just a nice quick hitter. Just get some content out.
Actually, I did.
Show your pretty face.
I did talk a little bit with Insane Galvatron about it this afternoon. If you guys are willing to do it and know how to do it, you're free to record about a minute's worth of video, no more than a minute. You know, I mean, if it goes maybe a minute 20 or something that I can condense down to a minute long, and and everything, we'll set up a Google Drive and be able to share it, and I can actually put it together, and it'll all look uniform. And everybody can be involved that's with TFYLP, not just me. But me personally, I want to try to get at least one episode out a week, if not more. Just a little quick capsule things that you'll be able to see on the TFYLP YouTube channel. And as far as that is concerned, finally, believe I've got the YouTube channel switched over to where it actually is called the TFYLP, or Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure channel, not the Duran Land channel, which, you know, I didn't want to be narcissistic or anything, but Google just wasn't letting me change the name. It kept saying TFYLP podcast is not a real name. And Batosai of geekexistence.com, he kind of helped me switch it over, and we got it lined up with our Google Plus page now, which had been going unused. But we actually do have a Google Plus page, believe it or not.
Well, like I said, I caught your 1 minute, and I thought the topic was awesome. I knew nothing about that, so it was very informative.
And then whenever you saw it, did you check out Fans Project Core and see their little news blurb, and you're like, oh, okay.
No, but I will say this. After everyone keeps talking about it, I'm the one guy that had the opportunity to buy all three of them and didn't.
Ah.
And I do regret it.
Hell.
I did not get them.
Well, I believe that they'll be coming out later this year or next year with more releases of them. And if I'm not mistaken, Insane Galvatron said he received an email from them saying that they may possibly do a gift set later next year. So
that seems to be the running thing with third party now, which I personally can't stand. You know, you pay out the butt for each of them individually, and then after you wait months and months and months and almost a year, then they slap it all together in a gift set and sometimes even sell it cheaper.
Yeah, it's kind of like Hercules. I have to admit, I'm a little bit pissed because Hercules, and I don't regret getting Hercules at all because he's like one of my favorite figures of all time. But I paid pretty much full price for each one of those figures as they came out, and now they're about $100 cheaper than as a combined set.
Right there with you.
And it really pisses me off. And then Uranos, I wanted to get that set. I had Blackbird. And you couldn't, by the time I was able to afford the other robots that's in the set, you can't freaking find them anywhere because they underproduced them. So,
I mean, honestly, with the reviews of Uranos, there's some people who are just not happy with it. So it might not be so hard for you to be able to get a hold of one of them.
Yeah.
Honestly, any set that goes over $300 for the whole thing, you can find on eBay for basically almost any price you want if you watch the auctions. Like, yeah. Hercules, for a long time, all six, you could get the whole set for like $340 if you found an auction. The Rage of Hercules set was worth almost half as much as a whole complete set. And I don't know what it is with that price point, but once it's over $200 or $300, it's auction-wise, if you're patient, you can find them all day for way, way cheaper than retail. Even brand new sets are like that. So right. Just hold out. Hold out a little bit, you'll be all right.
You know as well as I do, if you wait long enough, you'll find it for the price you want. I mean, it's just always the way.
Yeah.
But I didn't like the fact that, in my opinion, all along they knew they were going to do a gift set, and yet they put them out one at a time at an inflated price, in my opinion. And you got to sit there and wait, buy each of them individually, and then turn around and find out that the gift set's cheaper. I disagree with that. I don't think they should do it that way.
Well, I think, honestly, the way Fans Project did the Glacial Bots, I can't complain, because at least they released two of them at one time, and then later on allow you to be able to order the other three. So,
well, I can't complain about it at all, because I didn't get them. So.
Right. But the thing is, well, the hoax thing, I actually said something to a couple people on Facebook. I was like, yeah, I guarantee you that's probably a hoax, because I watched Vangelis's thing. I'm like, Vangelis doesn't do that for nothing. He did that intentionally to really screw with people, and Fans Project somehow probably pitched him so much money to do it, because he's phenomenal at what he does. Everybody admits, you know, Evangelist is probably one of the best reviewers on YouTube.
Yeah.
And all the other ones. And the guy knows what he's doing. The guy is in, he's completely into every fandom, not just Transformers, but everything, which a lot of us toy collectors like me, I'm not really into like everything, but I have a lot of appreciation for Power Rangers and all that other stuff too. So that's what all sense. But I think it's awesome that, you know, they give us a reason to giving us a weird box, which is kind of cool. I can kind of get behind this because it's one of those things, like, being a G1 collector, how often do you actually find, like, oh, you got that weird European exclusive thing that comes in some odd-looking box just to complete your collection, you know? Like the gold ones, like, for like toward the tail end of Generation 1. Some
classics.
Like,
Yeah,
they all came in like a gold foil kind of type box instead of like the standard red. I like that. It's kind of cool.
Whenever I completed my first Defensor, I completed it with European carded Streetwise, or not Streetwise, but First Aid and Blades. They were both the gold carded European ones, and I got them like dirt cheap off of eBay. And they were identical to the U.S. release, just came in a gold card. And this kind of reminds me of that, and I think that's the whole spiel behind what Fans Project is trying to go for with this. It's like,
well,
warehouse find, yeah, my ass.
It's kind of like the guys that get behind collecting Brave Series figures. Yeah, you can find the original ones in box, but it's so hard to that you can find the Sonicong, which is just basically a reissue of it. Mm-hmm. That's in different stuff, so it's got the Korean lettering on it. So it's almost like it's like an homage to that as well, which is
my,
awesome.
My Death Gary gun and my Pegasus Saber are both Sonicong. They're virtually identical to the Japanese release. Some minor color differences. The only major difference between the Sonicong and the Japanese release is Sonicong really skimped out. They cheaped out on the stickers, but you know, I don't even really apply my stickers to my Brave toys unless they need it.
I have that same one that you do, and quality's great.
Yeah,
the stickers are kind of wonky. They're not the best in the world, but I mean,
Death Gary Gun actually had the best stickers out of all the Sonicongs that I'm familiar with.
But from what I've gathered, one of the guys I know that actually messes around with Repper labels, and he's like really into the Repper labels thing, and Repper labels will always contact him about stuff. They are actually trying to work on the entire line for the Brave series.
Oh, nice.
So they're trying to do that. I want them to do Generation 2 Transformers as well. I really wish they would just jump into both of those and maybe even do Diaclone stickers, because who wants to pay a stupid amount of money for somebody that printed these things on their printer at home and then sell them on eBay?
They were doing Diaclone.
So, huh?
I thought they were doing Diaclone. I thought they had some Diaclone stickers.
No. Some of the stickers they have for the Generation 1 stuff is extremely close to the Diaclone stuff. But if you have like a big powered, which is Ultra Magnus, the stickers are different. Like on the forearms of the white cab, they're completely different. There's a lot of differences between some of the stickering. So
I thought, you know how Prowl comes with all the different stickers on it. Comes with different stickers. It comes with the Japanese, whatever it is for police and all that. But I thought that they repoed that as well. I thought I saw that somewhere.
They have a version of it that you're talking about that was actually like supposed to be like a Spanish release or something like that, where it says like Policia or something like that.
Yeah, but there's like six or seven different ones that you could put on there. Yeah.
Right. I actually bought like some off of eBay. I actually bought like some Diaclone stuff because I have an old Red Alert that I did a lot of customization to make it clamp down, because I wanted to pay for the clamp down. It's just stupid because it's actually the same mold, and to me I had a rough old Red Alert that needed some love. That's the best way to do it, is just do that to it. But I redid it and I put those stickers on there, but the stickers you actually had to cut out with an X-Acto knife. They weren't like pre-
well.
So.
Repo label was like that when they first started, because when the Fort Max first came out, I got their repo label set, and you had to cut them out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just one step behind, that's all.
Right. But, I mean, the quality of the stickers, they're okay. They're not the best in the world. But I noticed Repro Labels stickers, most of those, they're almost like a foil kind of back. That when you put it down, you go to pull it up, it's going to rip. So you got to know that you got it in place when you put it down. Otherwise, right. You pretty much screwed up your entire sticker sheet. But nothing against Repro Labels, but they really have issues trying to get anything to Florida because I've ordered from them a couple times and never seen them. And contacted them. They said they sent them again. I've never seen them again. So I don't know. It's the mail system coming out of Canada is really screwed up.
I do have some contact. I actually am friends with Aaron Black on Facebook. I could contact him for you, although he probably can't do it. It's probably has something to do with the mail system. It's not them particularly.
Right.
Me personally, as long as I've ordered from Repro Labels, living here in Kentucky, I've never had any personal issues getting Repro Labels.
If they can find you by the mail, they can find anyone.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't understand why. Because I mean, at the time, I had ordered a expansion thing because I was going to do the expansion thing to one of my Metroplexes, and never got it. And I turned it back around and just had them refund the money because they sent the thing twice and never got here. And I'm like, I just don't want to bother messing your guys' stuff up. Just give me back my money. It's fine. I'm not going to talk bad against them because I've gotten stuff from them before, but I don't understand what the system is until I talked to a buddy of mine, Caked Up Reviews. He's a personal friend of mine, and he told me that there's a lot of issues trying to get stuff up here too because he tends to have that happen. And sometimes when they send it, and it doesn't receive it, like 2 or 3 months later, some mysteriously it'll end up in your mail. And I don't know how that even happens, so it's just odd. And it's mainly because like a lot of stuff that comes down from Canada all the way down to Florida somehow gets lost. So it's nothing against them. It's honestly nothing against, you know, Ripper Labels. They do phenomenal work. It's just it's hard for me to receive them down here for some reason.
Well, before we move on, I want to remind people that tonight our special discussion topic, we're going to be looking back at the year 2013 as far as toys, maybe even our favorite show from the series. If we read the comics, maybe your favorite comic from the year. And also our favorite TFYLP moment or TFYLP episode, if you have one. We're going to talk about those later on in the show. That's our discussion topics tonight. We fully welcome user interaction. I know it's difficult with Google Hangouts and Google Plus. They're quite frankly a bitch to deal with. I hate Google Plus, but you know, seeing as how they're free and they're about the only people that that we can deal with right now on limited income. If you want to interact with us, check out our YouTube page or YouTube channel, Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure. Also, Google Plus, our Google Plus page. There should be a question and answer thing right underneath the video or around the video. I've actually got it pulled up on our video screen right now, and it should pop up here theoretically. Any questions or comments that you have on here, I don't know if it will or not because I know on YouTube somebody can comment something and it takes 20 minutes to pop up on the screen. And we do apologize about that. It's not us being lazy or not noticing. It's just the way things are. The most accessible way to contact us and interact with us here on the podcast at this time right now is to tweet us at TFYLP. I'm monitoring it over here on this screen. And if you have any questions or comments that you'd like to talk to us or throw in your 2 cents, especially tonight when we're talking about our favorites from the year 2013, feel free to tweet them to us at TFYLP. And we may mention your comment or question here on the air. Before I also continue, I want to remind people that we are doing the KFC Justice Iron Paw, which is a free giveaway. Whenever we reach 100 subscribers, and we're about 28 subscribers away from getting our 100th YouTube subscriber, whenever we get that 100th YouTube subscriber, we will choose one lucky winner out of those, and he who has subscribed to our page, joined our Facebook group, and shared us on a social media or message board signature will be eligible to win this KFC Iron Paw. It's about a $30 value if you factor in shipping, and as long as you're here in the United States, you are eligible to win this if you've done those three things. So subscribe to our YouTube channel. You could win. It is provided to you or to us by our sponsor, Capture Prey. Yeah. Hey, look, I've been sick the last week. Give me a break.
Am I the only one that can do it? CaptureProy.com. Great toys, great prices, great service.
Yes.
See? It's easy. Easy.
Side Cutter will probably give you a big kiss right on the lips next time he sees you. Big old wet one, stick some tongue down your throat.
No, he'll say, oh, you're still looking for that United lug nut, dude.
And then giggle.
I want animated lug nut.
You told me you had a warehouse full of this. What are you talking about?
I am the official pitchman of CapturedPrey.com right now.
I think we should nominate him to do that.
Wow.
I have a bunch of nominations. I'll take it.
Hey, here's some
news.
And also,
I'd like to state that I do not apologize for any issues that go on. I do not apologize. Swage 66 does not apologize for anything.
I just got a text from Sidecutter here, and he was in a Target here in the Louisville area. And he just saw all five of the carded Abominus figures from Beast Hunters in one store at the same time. Oh, my God. The pigs are flying, and hell hath frozen over.
That or they just literally restocked, and he walked in, and, oh, wow, look.
Yeah, I have never seen all five of them at one time. It's like, wow.
I have.
Well, you live in a totally different area than we do, so go. Go bug yourself. So, Ouch My Wallet. We have anything this week for Ouch My Wallet? Any of us? I know I do, but okay.
I have rum and vodka.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Ouch My Wallet this week. I have I got to give a plug to Three Olives. Loopy is like the best vodka ever made. It tastes like Fruit Loops. Literally, it tastes like Fruit Loops. And also Captain Morgan, which is nice and cheap and gets the job done. Mm. Cheers.
Captain Man. Oh. Anybody else have anything other than alcohol to talk about for their Ouch My Wallet?
I do.
I do.
Okay. Let's go with the new guy. Let's go. Hello, new guy.
New guy.
New guy. That guy.
I purchased, and I see if you can see it in the little camera there. I don't know if you can see it or not. It
looks like a penis. Oh, it's...
It is Penbot.
Penbot.
It is Penbot. There you go. You ready? It's Penbot.
That's freaking cool.
Wow. It is actually made by Takara. It is super freaking hard to find. They made three different ones. They have a sub. They have an airplane, and they have a tank. I was able to get one. I had one before, so I'm still looking for the tank. They weren't cheap, but, you know, too neat, too crazy. I got to get it.
Those are awesome, man. I'm going to have to look those up. I want those.
Actually, I don't know if you can see it or not. Let me see here. Can you see it with my crappy camera?
It's a little blurry.
Anyway. It says Penbot, Takara, and 380, which is, I think, the ink. But, yeah, a real writing pen and neato. But that's all I got.
Click a button or something on it to make it convert? Or?
Yeah, basically, you push it down, fold it, push it down, and that's what makes the pen come out. And then when you're done, just like a regular pen on the side, you hit the button, and then it pops back.
Neat.
It was in mode.
I got a question for you. How much did your furry costume over there cost you?
That's not a costume. That's
sure?
Eddie.
Eddie, even that's better. Eddie. He has a name? Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
We'll have to save that for another episode.
How long have you known Eddie?
Eddie? That's my
does
wife.
He call you, does Eddie call you Al?
No, he does not.
I'm sure anyone under the age of 35 will probably never get that joke, but that's okay. I still put it there. Eddie.
Good enough.
Good enough.
The more you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I will bust out the YouTube link so you guys can hear the video that has Chevy Chase in it. I mean, you guys, this is music history. I'm schooling you. Anyway, go ahead, Eddie. Brett.
Done. That was done. It. Okay.
All right.
Sweet. Does anyone else have anything? Am I the only one buying?
No, Plastic On said he had.
Am I the only one stimulating the economy?
No, I did too.
Mike, on the other hand, he's just stimulating all the guys, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. What can I say? I'm a handsome boy.
Well, there you go. Boy.
Boy. Sure got to put him out, boy.
I see.
Plastic On, go ahead.
All right. I was actually gifted some stuff this week. I go to my mailbox and, well, let's put it this way. I come home and I get a UPS thing on the door. And I go to the office and I pick up a box fairly large from BBTS. And then I go to my mailbox and I get this smaller box. Well, I come home and I open a smaller box. And the smaller box, lo and behold, has three cassettes I needed. I finally got my steel jaw, finally got my eject, and my rewind. And the chrome is like pristine on them. So
I'm are they Encore
ecstatic.
Or?
I do not know. I'm going to have Swage probably help me decipher whether they are or not, because I know, I believe it might be eject that actually has the rub sign, but the other one does not. I don't know. So I'll have him look through them, because I don't have them on hand. They're on the shelf.
Yeah.
But I got that. And a BBTS box, I ended up getting some Kabaya. I have yet to build this one yet, which is pretty awesome.
Is that
Generation 1 Overlord.
Oh, there for a second I thought it was the Scramble City ones.
No, it's the G1 Overlord. And I also got me the Road Caesar.
Oh,
yeah, I saw
nice.
That you've gotten those in. I saw that. And
this yeah, thing
I'm still
is,
waiting on mine to come in.
This thing is amazing, because it literally does everything the original does, except for the rear legs of Blacker. They don't extend. You actually have to pop them off and pop them back on. But other than that, everything literally transforms just like the originals.
Wow.
And these things are just absolutely amazing, because to me, it's like, I want to get the originals, but eventually, you know, one day I'll run into them. But this scratches the itch. And it's actually, it's slightly smaller. I'm going to put him together and kind of size compare him with a Star Saber I got right here. But he actually scales fairly well with your Scramble Cities.
And didn't you do a picture? I thought I
yeah,
saw
it. With my custom Dino King that I have. That's a custom Dino King that I had right standing yeah. behind him.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the same size as a regular Monstructor, right?
No, it's oversized.
Okay, it's the oversized. Okay.
It's slightly oversized, but it's the great thing about that oversize is it literally scales with the rest of your combiners, yep. So you don't have this teeny tiny robot. I mean, literally, Monstructor was no more bigger than maybe this.
Yep.
And the one I have is like here, which is much bigger. It scales better, fits in better. But while we're talking, I'm going to go ahead and assemble him into the individual bots. That way you guys can see him, and then I'll put it in the Road Caesar.
Sweet.
Let me ask you this. How were the stickers on that one? Some of the ones, the Kabaya kits that I got, the stickers.
They are not bad. Me being a customizer, I'm almost prone to go back and possibly repaint things. But honestly, once you get the face stickers put in these, because the way the sticker actually applies to the head portion on these, the head portion is like absolutely separate like the face part is. So you put the sticker on there, and then you shove the face part into the back into the helmet portion, and you're not able to touch the sticker, which is good because you know the sticker isn't going to come off. Right. If you have any issues, you know, I'm crazy because I use, like, toothpicks and everything else to kind of push everything into each crevice. But
Did you get the Minotaur set?
No, I did not.
Okay. Motormaster. The stickers were just they were really bad. I mean, they just wouldn't stay onto the face. They kept, because you're talking about a round surface, putting a flat sticker on.
Sound like the Death Source stickers. Oh.
So.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, the main reason why I got these was because these were ones that I'd been looking forward to trying to get a hold of these Brainmasters for like ages, and I could never find them for cheap because they're next to impossible to find for cheap. Not the Kabayo.
Talking about the vintage.
Oh,
yeah. The originals are going to run you anywhere between $1,200 to $1,400 for the full set.
Actually, absolutely complete. You kill me. But 2 years ago at BotCon, I bought all three Brainmasters, Braver, Blacker, and Laster, with the Brainmasters and their guns, for $75. And they were the Japanese versions. The only thing was that they didn't have the combiner parts. Everything else was there. They were perfect. $75. They were dead mint.
Nowadays, you'll pay that just for the Brainmasters.
Yeah, but yeah. Whenever my ex-wife did what she did to me, I needed some money, and Insane Galvatron bought them off me. So I can still go see them when I want them. Won't want to, but yeah.
You got that written up in the custody papers?
Yeah. Maybe someday he'll whenever
this will give you kind of an idea how big they are.
Oh yeah, but maybe
because everybody's at least had a jump starter in their life.
Yeah, yeah. Megamus has more than one jump starter.
I don't know what that is. What is that? How does that work?
That's an old loose jump starter. Look how wobbly his arms are.
I really would like to have one of those.
I mean, that kind of gives you a general idea. He's slightly smaller than a jump starter, but I mean, these things are fairly big, so they'll scale well with like your G1 Scramble City.
I
can't wait for that set to come in.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
It reminds me, every time I see a jump starter, it reminds me of the gag that we pulled on Insane Galvatron at SlagaCon this past year. You know, the night before, he actually, you know, how he was sending packages to my place here to hide, which, lo and behold, I have another one sitting over here. And but anyway, he says it was sent here by mistake. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, wink, wink.
Well, then go ahead and send it to him.
Send it back and forth. It's like a war.
Anyway, at SlagaCon, that night, me and Sidecutter and Michael from Texas, he's one of the listeners here. He was staying with us, and we actually cut open the bottom of the box and replaced it with like condoms and Brett tossed Sidecutter a jump starter, and Sidecutter just took it.
Talking about, I had absolutely nothing to do with that.
Yes, you did. He broke the arm off of it and threw it in the bottom of the box. But what was crazy is that Insane Galvatron actually kept the jump starter and put the arm back on it, and it stays on perfect, transforms fine.
Well, that's the one thing. Like, everybody complained about these, but most people don't realize these things actually originated from a Diaclone line. So this is like
I think, weird,
and I thought it was awesome.
Z, yeah. I think that's the name.
Yeah, they come in like, if I'm not mistaken, it's like a dark blue and red, and then the other one I believe it's yellow and black.
Yeah, and real ugly yellow. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm thinking they also had like a set where the colors were inverted the other direction.
Didn't Mac Ideas do a invert or a color set of those for?
When they did those crazy articulated ones, yeah, they literally did a homage to that.
Yeah, they did that. And then there were so many knockoffs, different companies, the Four Stars, which are awesome because they actually are chrome. Different head sculpts, and they came with different weapons and everything. They're actually, but it's still the same jump starter motor.
Right. I mean, the thing is, I think they're cool. I still think jump starters are awesome. There's some people that absolutely hate them, but I'm like, you know what? You can hate on all you want, but I don't care who you are, you can give this thing to, like, a three-year-old, and a three-year-old will be in heaven with this thing. So, it doesn't matter. These things are awesome. It puts a smile on a kid's face. It puts a smile on my face, so I don't care. Yeah. They're awesome.
Trans Jazz, Chad, you have anything for the Ouch My Wallet this week?
No, man, still broke.
Still broke. Of course, you're in your mobile studio. You don't have any toys with you anyway.
No, I don't have anything.
Not that you can show.
Except for that pocket thing, you know, he uses.
Oh, yeah. Other than that, you know.
Yeah. Well, I do have a couple things. I went to a local Ross doing some Christmas shopping earlier this week, and lo and behold, they had Prime First Editions RC and First Editions Bumblebee for $6 a piece. And I'm like, wow, that's not bad. So I really like them. The only thing is Bumblebee kind of has like some really floppy arms, but aside from that,
what do you want for $6?
Yeah, I'm not complaining. I really like them, but I mean, if I had to complain, that would be, you know, he just kind of got the gorilla arm thing. But I really like those little guys. They're better than the first edition ones. I mean, not the first edition, but the Prid ones, in my opinion. If you like Prime things,
yeah, they're not bad. I've got them. I actually have the first edition Bumblebee, but I've never opened it. It's still on this bubble card. But it's just one of those things. It's like, yeah, I know it was made like mass production or whatever, but most of those are either A, never going to get opened, or B, they're going to be given to a kid.
Yeah. That's
so years down the road, it might be worth something. But I was like, you know, I really don't care to open it because I had the Prime version. So it's like, I don't really need to open that Bumblebee.
Wasn't there a size difference in those, though?
Slightly. I believe the Prime Edition one was a little bigger.
Actually, the First Edition's RC was a little bit taller and thinner, and the Bumblebee was shorter and thicker.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought they all had size differences.
Yeah.
Well, the transformations were way
different.
Way different. And, the detail of the vehicles and such are a lot different, too, along with the weaponry. Yeah, that's one thing that kind of upset me about the RC. It's like, why didn't RC come with two blades instead of that stupid oversized gun in R&D? They could have just gave her two blades again. It would have worked.
Well, see, the best way, in my opinion, and I know there's going to be people out there that dissent from this opinion, but in my opinion, the Prime First Editions line are about like a Human Alliance in quality and in complexity, but in deluxe size for the Prime toy line. Just think of if you had a Human Alliance styled figure for Transformers Prime. To me, that's what the first edition figures would be. You know, they're just like the slightly more upscaled. And I kind of think that Hasbro kind of looked at these guys and thought, you know, these things way blow out the Prid line, and that's probably why they stopped them before Prid hit the shelves. And now that Prid has left shelves, you can find these guys now.
That's a possibility. I mean, I can see why they did what they did, but you know, I think what it was is they were saving more money on the Prid line than they were the first edition line. Yeah. Because look at Bulkhead. Bulkhead, complete different transformation, a lot more plastic in that one. And, you know, the light, you know, the little weapons they had that turned into, you know, had the little lights and stuff, those didn't work very well, but I mean, at least there was a few third parties out there that fixed that. Yeah, I mean, a lot, well, except for, was it the one that's a lion? I can't remember his name. I don't have him.
Thundertron?
Yeah, Thundertron. Except for him, apparently a lot of people like rigged it so that the sword stayed out and got rid of the little battery box and looked okay. But I mean, well, I wasn't a fan of him.
Unless anybody else has got anything for Ouch My Wallet, I'm going to leave the floor open for just a second. And remind everyone that Ouch My Wallet was brought to you by CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. CapturedPrey.com. We'll move on to our discussion topic of the night, which is 2013, the year in review. We're going to look at official Transformer toys, and I know Trans Jazz said he really can't talk about any third-party figures, as how he hasn't really had any this year, but I've got a list of third-party figures as well. Has anybody else had a chance to write down their top 10 official Transformers from Hasbro and Takara this year?
I didn't want to, but I can come up with 10. Obviously, the first six are going to be Masterpiece Soundwave and all five cassettes that came with that Toys R Us release. Being the real robot and all, I gotta give the cassettes the love on that. And actually,
I just lumped them all into one there.
No. You can't do that.
I did.
But I mean, and actually, they're pretty deserving. I mean, Masterpiece Soundwave for me, even if it wasn't Soundwave, is just mind blowing. I mean, just the amazing qualities that it has is awesome. Especially, you know, having some bad luck with some other Masterpiece figures that I did. It was nice to actually get one, and you know, no quality issues, no joint issues, nothing like that, and they just really came through on those. And the cassettes, I love all the designs, I love the variant issue, you know, qualities with those. You know, even though they don't have chrome like the Takara's, you know, the Tampo's really, really nice. So those take up my top six. And I got to go, I'm going to reach a little bit here for me, and I'm going to go with Springer from the Generations line. That, man, that one really came out of nowhere to me. I'd never seen Hasbro actually try to one-up a third-party company, and they kind of, I think they took offense to Fans Project, and they were like, you know what, we can make a toy like that, but we can make it for a fifth of the price. So I like Generation Springer as number seven. And I do like Hoist and Trail Cutter. Those ones are pretty slick. I actually did have those and got some just to mess with them. The first time I saw one was actually at a Columbus Toy Show here in Ohio, and a vendor had a Trail Cutter sitting out, and I said, hey, you know, how much you want for that? And she's like, oh, it's not for sale, you know, I was just messing with it. So she actually let me you know, transform it and, you know, mess around. Really impressed. So I got those two, and then I'm going to have to go with probably the Fall of Cybertron, you know, Soundwave and Soundblaster mold. I really like that one. The Deluxe mold was really slick for the War for Cybertron, but, you know, they really upped the ante on these ones, and they kind of copied it for the most part, but they gave it a nice big bulk, you know, made Soundwave nice and giant like he used to be. And, you know, it was just a fun toy. He's big, he's bulky, he's a badass. You know, nice and cheap, you know, $20 for a big, gigantic, you know, 8-9-inch tall robot. It's pretty slick. So that'd be my top 10 for the Hasbro side.
That's pretty awesome. I do want to remind our listeners that we are live on YouTube and Google Plus right now. If you want to interact with us, you can comment on the comment section on YouTube or on the Google Plus page for TFYLP. If not, you can also tweet us at TFYLP on Twitter, or if you're listening to us on the downloadable version of this later on this coming week, shout out at us on the Facebook page or on Twitter and let us know what your top 10s were for the year 2013. We'd love to hear from you, and we may even mention them here on the air, if not this week, in the coming weeks. Also, before I forget, I know I will forget later on. We will not have an episode next week, Christmas week, for TFYLP, because of the holidays. A lot of people will be traveling and doing things with their family, and podcasting is just not going to be high on anyone's priority, not even mine. So I do want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, first and foremost, and just as a reminder, we will not have a podcast at all next week. We will return the following Friday after New Year's. So that will be the first TFYLP of 2014. and that'll be episode 77, just as a programming note. Who else wants to go with their Hasbro Takara top 10 list?
Well, I didn't go with mine next.
Notice.
Okay, well, let's go with TransJazz.
I guess mine started off with Generation Sandstorm. I thought they actually outdid themselves when they remolded Springer, so I picked him as my number 10. Number 9 is Beast Hunter's Prowl. Gotta love a cop car. Number 8 is Beast Hunter's Prime Bulkhead. More, not so much for what the toy is, but more for the possibilities of using it for so many different customs. I mean, they used it for the Sharktacon at Charticon this year, with Get Right Robots. They used it at Slagicon for, Slag, and I've seen it in about 3 or 4 other different customs, so that's pretty cool. Number 7 was, Generations Trail Cutter, as Swage mentioned earlier. I kind of cheated on number 6. I went with a Platinum Edition Predaking, a reissue, but you always got to give props to the originals.
Yeah, a reissue of a reissue of a reissue of a reissue.
Yeah.
Of a reissue.
leave it to TransJazz to cheat on something on the list there.
Yeah.
Hey, man, got to do what I got to do. Look like I'm from the hood, I might as well cheat like I'm from the hood.
Yeah.
Now you look like you're from the dumpster in the hood.
Yes.
Well, wherever I gotta be, brother, wherever I gotta be.
In your mom's house.
Masterpiece, number 5, Masterpiece Acid Storm, because green and black, the green and black coloring is just phenomenal on that, and there's nothing more I could say about it. Generations Metroplex, even though he's a little flimsy in the legs. You know, 2 foot tall toy that you can use all the legend classes on. That's pretty cool. Number 3 is Target Exclusive Predaking. I don't remember what size he is.
Beastfire Ultimate. Yeah,
the big one. The really big one. The one with the 30-inch wingspan. 31-inch wingspan.
Like Megalus.
The number 2 Target Exclusive Abominus gift pack, because who wants to look around at different stores trying to find all the parts to Abominus just to get it at the gift pack? And number 1, Masterpiece Soundwave and his cassettes, because Soundwave's the man and so is his cassettes.
Goddamn right.
Can't beat that.
Hey, Swage, I don't know if you've seen my number 12 on Twitter. I know I linked you to it, but it was actually the Creon Customs Soundwave. So I actually had 12 to start out with and had to narrow it down a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to send you my number 2 when I get a chance. No, actually, I have a custom Soundwave sitting downstairs, but I've been trying to get as much stuff as I can together photo wise and just loading up my Instagram. So I had like Smart Robin out and Chaos Paladin and all this other stuff. So I'm still waiting to break that thing open. I've had it for a couple weeks now, but I do like the fact that they're pushing Chrome for these little Creon guys. That's pretty cool. And actually, seeing the new wave, I saw Rodimus and it was a Cyclonus, man. Those look really slick too. I wonder if they're going to come out with custom versions of, you know, the main popular guys.
Yeah, they were. I'm a big Creons fan. So yeah, when they started putting Chrome on all these and giving them choices of weapons and different stuff, I was all about that.
I still haven't opened the Creons that I bought whenever Swage was here.
Yeah. And now we can go to TFYLP's official Creon, Megamus.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, Metroplex is not going to be on my list because, as we just said, you know, anyone that's taller than me I'm not going to put on my list.
Let's beat this horse to death.
What's that?
Let's beat this horse to death. This tiny little midget pony. Let's just beat it down.
Midget pony.
I'll go with number one. I like 10, Masterpiece Prime. All around, it's a great toy. Even though I was skeptical at first because they downsized from the Masterpiece 1, and I was kind of, you know, not happy about that. Less die-cast, more plastic, but, man, they did a great job. They did a great job with it.
Did that come out in 2013?
That's 2012.
Yeah.
MP10B.
I was thinking that, but I don't care. It's on my number one.
Hey, it's old news, but we understand coming from you, Megan.
Okay.
Well, you gotta remember too, as far as official releases, I probably only bought 10 things, so and they're all masterpieces. And actually Chad and I talked about it last night, and I think Masterpiece would be my number two. I just think the coloring and everything's great. I think the only reason it doesn't do well is it's an obscure character. But heck, I mean, another Seeker, why not? And then I'd have to go with Sunstorm. Sunstorm would be number three. Number four would be Prowl. Number five would have to be Soundwave and all the cassettes.
Five?
Yeah.
Five?
He's on my list. He made the list.
You're on my list now.
That's okay. I was on that before. Tiger Tracks. I think that's his name, isn't it? The yellow one?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I like that one, too. I just got in Blue Streak. All mine are going to be Masterpiece, because that's really the only thing from Takara that I thought was worth getting. Now, when we go to the third-party items, yeah, well, then we can talk. But for my list, I guess that'll do it.
Sweet. What about you, Plasticon? What's your Hasbro Takara top 10?
My top 10? My very number one would be the reissue Predaking, because I'd really have been wanting one. It completely blew me away that they decided to reissue this, especially with all the sleep Predakings that are coming out. Maybe it was just like, oh, look, we're Hasbro. We're going to put a Predaking that you can just go buy this Generation 1. Forget that third party or whatever. And I'm like, everybody's going to say that's what it is, but to me, it's like, that's cool. I'm glad they did that. I would probably say the second in my list is the Metroplex, obviously, because this thing's just freaking awesome. It's a cool toy. Nobody expected them to do that to us and give us some big, gigantic thing bigger than Fort Max, so I have to give them props on that, although it does have its issues, but what Transformer doesn't? So,
I guess I'm the only one. Am I the only one that just can't stand that thing?
Well, you just don't like it because it's bigger than you.
Literally. My wife bought it for me, and I had it out of the box for 10 minutes, and I take it back. I can't stand it. It's a floppy piece of crap.
Wow.
I don't think
that's what I'm talking about.
You know?
Okay.
I have my mind-hearing friend now.
Well, think about this.
If Soundwave that size to turn into a boombox, I guarantee you wouldn't have given it away.
What if your wife had,
probably not.
What if your wife had returned you for the same reason? Take this back. I don't like it. It's a floppy mess. You know,
that's beside the point.
Chaos ensues. I love this. Okay, I got a question. Okay, did you try to use Metroplex as either stilts or some sort of armor?
Look, here's the thing, okay?
I'm just asking.
The stupid thing wouldn't even hold my weight. The heck with it, you know? I got it in his arm, it couldn't work. I'm done with it. I don't need it.
All right. Sorry, Plasticon. Go ahead.
And it looks
not
like
a big deal, man.
Looks like Trans J has dropped off again? Because of he had a phone call, I believe, is where he's doing the call from his phone. And anytime he receives a phone call, it knocks him offline. So
yeah, that's really kind that his OBGYN calls after hours.
Yeah.
So. What are you talking about? It was probably a trailer tramp.
Yeah. Continue.
Well, I would say the third would be the Ruination. Most people don't even really bring that thing up anymore. And it's because, oh, it's the Bruticus mold. And it's like, it's Ruination. It's a complete different color. They resculpted the heads. They gave them pretty awesome weapons. So I have to give Hasbro props on that. That was a great effort of re-engineering an existing mold to make it completely different. I would have to agree with the Sandstorm. That would be my next one, because Sandstorm is just absolutely amazing. I did not expect them to even remotely think about giving us another shot at that character, and that's just awesome. I just think it's ridiculous that the wheels are so big on the back, but that's the charm, and that's what I like about it. So it's probably one of my favorite of the Voyagers that's come out. I would probably have to say Beast Hunter's Shockwave. That was a good one. Because, I mean, it hit, like, at the beginning of the year. And I was wanting a Shockwave for, like, the longest time. And that's one that I really do like. It's a very awesome toy. Some people complain about the laser arm, but I find him pretty awesome. There's really no issues with the transformation or anything. So it's a great toy. It really is. It's very solid.
Hey, can I ask you a question, Plasticon?
Yeah.
What do you think that one or the Energon Shock Blast was better?
I like the Beast Hunters one versus the Energon one. The reason being is the gun arm on the Energon one was stupidly large. That's why I stayed away from it.
I like the transformation, but the robot, you're right, the robot, the gun was horrible, but the transformation was actually really well done, I thought.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought it was cool, you know, how you did that, how you just kind of turned his torso and you put the one arm out and then you kind of fold the other one in. It's an interesting way of approaching Shockwave because nobody's ever done that before, and I find it cool, but I kind of like the H-Tank. It was cool. And some people say, oh, no, it's like, oh, they ripped off Warpath or whatever. Warpath ripped off every other H-Tank there is, and it's like, no. I like that it's unique. It's got a Cybertronian feel to it. It's not like they tried to do what they did with, was it Revenge of the Fallen, with the Megatron or some crap like that they had. At least they didn't try to go that route with it. So.
Yeah.
And obviously, throw away the rubber things that go on him. They don't need those stupid little rubber parts. That's just dumb armor.
He doesn't need protection. Throw away that rubber.
Exactly. He's got a big enough cannon. He can handle it.
Speaking of Robert, hey, Chad, how was she?
Ouch.
Ha, get it? He said she. Ha. This is Chad.
I lost count.
Before we move on to our unofficial third-party top 10 of 2013, guys, I know I'm kind of throwing this at you at the last minute, so you don't have to come up with a big, long list. But if you can think back in 2013 and think about this for a few minutes while I'm listing my top 10, and then we'll for Hasbro, and then we'll go into the third-party top 10. And after we get done with that, we'll name our least favorite Transformer toy of 2013. If you can think of your least favorite toy. And
all right.
Trying not to spoil that right now.
Noted.
But my Hasbro Takara top 10. Number 10 would have to be Generations Trailcutter. I really like the figure. Nice design. It's a bit small, in my opinion. But aside from that, I think it captures the character really, really well. Number 9, I'm kind of cheating on this because it's an old mold, but it did come out this year, is the subscription service RID Scourge. I really like that redeco on it. Superb coloring from the Transformers Club on that one. Number eight, Beast Hunters Voyager Predaking. I know that might surprise a lot of people, but I actually liked that toy, but I wound up actually trading it off at Slagicon because there were some other things that I wanted more. And Voyager Predaking is still a really nice figure. Number seven for me. I love how some of these pictures are like frozen. Megamus looks like he's having fun here.
The drugs are kicking in.
Yeah. Number seven for me is Generations Blitzwing. I know the figure has its issues with the shoulder clips and the nose cone, but overall, I really, really love this figure, and it just captures the essence of Blitzwing to me. Whenever I see that figure, I'm like, I don't think they could have made a better Blitzwing around right now. Generation Springer comes in at number six. Again, a phenomenal update to the character, and I believe they truly did hand one to Fans Project on that one. Number five, I'm going to agree with Chad here, and I'm going to say Masterpiece Acid Storm. I know he's a retcon character. Nobody really gives a flying rat's hind end about Acid Storm, but dang, that's a really nice deco on that figure. The digital camo on the wings, it's just I'm sorry, a really striking figure. I'm sorry. Cough.
Oh no, please do it again.
Yes.
It's a striking.
Yeah. It's a really it really is a striking figure, and that really bright green, it's right up there with Sunstorm and that bright gaudy color that you just can't help but love. I really love it. Number four, Masterpiece Prowl. Beautiful figure, excellent transformation. The only thing, he's a bit bland. The Repro Label set that has come out for him, I believe, would really enhance it. Although I'm not much for putting Repro Labels on my masterpieces, so I'm going to leave them off. He does capture the essence of the cartoon character or the comic version of Prowl. But I think the mold is best represented so far with Masterpiece Blue Streak coming in at my number three. The colors, and if you put the extended rockets on Blue Streak, it just works. Absolutely gorgeous figure. Number two, Generations Metroplex. I know this guy's received some hate for being a floppy mess. Some people hate him because he's floppy. Some people hate him. Some people hate him because he's just bigger than they are. But but
I'm intimidated by this toy.
Yeah. Some people don't like him because they have comparable issues. You know, it's like
short man syndrome.
Yeah. But mine isn't necessarily a floppy mess. He tends to stay in the poses that I put him in whenever I do pose him. The sheer size is just amazing. And the detail that they packed into such a large figure is really nice, too. The only complaints I have is, I think the only major complaint that I have is the fact that the damn ramp doesn't reach the whole the friggin' ground in base or in city mode. It's like, why? You know, that seemed like it would have been so easy to do, but they missed the boat on that one. Although, I believe Mega Moon Man on TFW has got some kind of garage kit worked out that it's like an extender. So
yeah, he actually does 3D printing.
Yeah.
He does everything by commission, and he prints it out per order.
So I've actually considered grabbing that. But my number one Hasbro and Takara release for 2013 has got to be, and I'm lumping it all into one big set because it is just the most awesome set ever, Masterpiece Soundwave. You cannot capture the essence of the character, of an iconic character like Soundwave, any better than Masterpiece Soundwave and those cassettes. Those cassettes really make the set, but Soundwave himself is just a sight to behold. I really don't mind the yellow visor compared to the red one from Takara, but you know, if you're going to go down to brass tacks, they're both essentially the same figure. So I love them. I love Masterpiece Soundwave. That's my official Hasbro and Takara top 10. Anybody have their unofficial third party top 10? Swage, what about you?
Man, I can. I'm gonna hit you guys with some surprises in this one. But I'll start off just going with some stuff I just opened up. Smart Robin was a great one, although I'm still kind of on the fence. I can't pick between that or Brainwave, just because Brainwave is gargantuan. But the transformation sequence, I kept reading about it before I opened it, and I'm like, what's everybody freaking out about? Like, it can't be that cool. But then when you actually take it out and you mess with it, it's actually really, really slick. And the funny thing is, it's very simple the way, you know, the cockpit extends like that. And just the way,
that's what she said.
And pit. So I really like that one. And then Weird Wolf would be in there. And let me think here. Virus. I like Virus and X1, the regular Chrome Dome. So I got four right there. I'm going to go with the Jungle Armor, the Make Toys Mobine Jungle Armor I got. I think that was a 2012 release, but it got delayed until this year. So you got to work with me on that one. So there's my five, and now this is where it's going to start getting tricky, because I know the top two. But I'll go with Hypernova, because that thing is beautiful. Was Steel Corps this year or was that last year? I think that was last year, right? What was it?
Late last year, I believe.
Late last year. Okay. All right. Well, scratch that. So I need four more. Maybe I'll just chop it down. I'll go. These are my last two because the other ones. What? Oh, Arania. Arania is devastating. Love the colors. The RC bots are sweet to begin with, but this one really just comes out of nowhere. I mean, it totally flips up the whole series on those. It makes the other two look like just a regular Hasbro type figure. And the only thing else I can really think of are going to be my top two. And number two, I guess, is going to... I got to give it to Chaos Paladin, because that thing is a monster. For the $80 retail, that thing is devastating. The color scheme, just the posability, the weaponry, the overall look, everything is awesome on that. And my number one, I know this is probably going to be kind of a weird one, but I got to go with Eagle TF's Swoop cassette, because that is the most amazing cassette I have ever seen in my life, and the alt mode is, I mean, it's Fall of Cybertron Swoop all the way. It's just tiny, and even if the new one, the Salus or Kalus or however in the hell you say that, even though it's going to be bigger and it's going to be, you know, Voyager size or Deluxe between, this cassette, I mean, it's unreal. It is absolutely unreal. Handmade, hand cast, and super rare. Nothing can beat that for me. So if you haven't seen that, you can find, you know, you can Google Eagle TF Swoop. I know there's actually at least one or two YouTube reviews as well. So definitely look that one up. I mean, it's crazy. And if you're into Legends, like say you have the new Legion Optimus Prime, you can actually stick him up on his arm, and it scales perfect. He'll sit on his arm, but he's not, you know, tiny. You know, he's cassette size, but it actually scales really, really slick with the new scale Legion figures. So those, I guess that got me, what, nine? That's pretty close. Yeah. So
That's good. What about you, Magnus? You got a top 10 for third-party unofficial Transformers this year?
My problem is I can't remember if they were the year before or this year, obviously.
happens as you get older.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Quake Wave was this year, wasn't it?
Yes.
And I'd have to put him up there. I agree with Swage. The Smart Robin was just awesome. I got that one, and I got the other one, and yeah, the other one is bigger, but you know, I'm gearing more towards Smart Robin. I like all the detail to it. And you're right, it is kind of hard. The other one's bigger, beefier, but I can't get over the X-Wing look. You know,
that's what sells it for me. I love that.
Yeah,
that's not what it's supposed to be.
It's sweet. It's sweet. You cannot take the sweetness factor off of a toy and hold it against it.
Oh, hell no. Especially when it's got like a faux Star Wars motif thrown into it, you know?
And actually, the one thing, though, that does kind of counter that, though, is Smart Robin, if you put his guns on his back, he actually has a Rodimus kind of look to him. He looks like this weird version of Rodimus.
Oh, with the wing.
It kind of looks like his spoiler coming up, which I liked as well. That's why I'm still on the fence. But that transformation sequence actually is really killer. So, sorry, go ahead.
My other problem is, I can't remember all the names. Is it called Quadruple U?
Yes.
Yep.
You know, the Weird Wolf, I love that one too. The Gemini clones, now that was just here also, wasn't it?
Yes. Apex and Geminis, yes.
I forgot a bunch.
That one, I just love the transformation of it. I mean, it's not really, really complex. But there's a lot of joints. It's got a lot of articulation. I like it. And what about the? Is it called Hexatron?
Yes.
Is that the? Well, I mean the Megatron one. Is that what it's called?
Oh, Megatron. No, that's Hegemon. And that Hegemon. That actually came out last year. Yes.
Okay. Then the six shot is Hexatron.
Yes.
Okay. That one too. And then the size on it. You know how big it is. It's just nice. But you know, once again, I got to go with Swage on it. I think the best one was the Chaos Paladin. You know, the black and the orange, a little bit of a Halloween feel to it, but it works. I love all the transformations that you can do with it, with the guns, the placement, the big sword. Total win. I mean, that thing's just awesome.
That was my number two, actually. So. Did you happen to catch the Eagle cassette?
No, and you were talking about it, and I kept thinking, what are you talking about?
When you see it, you're gonna shit yourself.
And that was by Eagle, right? That was with the other one I have.
You probably have the Rhino Horn, the original.
Yeah, I have that one, and I was trying to get the steel
jaw.
Yeah.
That one's a lot more limited. I think they only made 25 or maybe 50.
Well, they also did a cup. And, I mean, it's on eBay right now. And I'm just like, you know, he wants way too much, in my opinion. But it does look good. It does look good. But
I think he made a Springer as well, but I just stick with the cassettes. So.
Right. But, you know, you're looking more of a garage kit type. So I don't know if I would make that on the list. Now this
baby's crying.
See what it looks
like.
Yeah,
I heard it.
Sounds pretty good. But I guess that would be my top whatever I gave. I don't know if it was 10 or not. I don't worry.
All right, whose baby's crying?
Fine.
Hey man, you better take care of your business, bro. Don't make me go in there.
My girl's taking care of him.
Now, I'm a Chef Boyardee, that little baby. You know what I'm saying?
Now,
he's been very fussy lately.
I know. Chad said he didn't have a top 10 list for third party, but what about you, Plasticon? What's your top 10 unofficial Transformers for the year?
It's kind of hard for me to judge because a lot of them I don't have. But obviously, I'm actually a big fan of the Sharktacons that they're coming out with. I don't know if you guys have seen any of the reviews of those things yet. I can't wait till those things kind of come out in hand, but I mean, it's the ones, the three-pack from iGear.
The iGear one?
Yeah. Well, I like the idea that they released three, but they're different because they do different head sculpts on them, and then one of them's got like a total different color to it, so it's great for army builders. Those guys out there that absolutely love the army build. I mean, that's $120 for three of them, but that's not bad, really, if you think about it, because it's third-party toys. I mean, most of the time you pay $100 for one figure. Here you're getting three.
I thought the other one was also a three-pack.
I don't believe it is. I don't know.
I know I ordered them both because I was going to get them in and you know, try and figure out which one I like better. Same thing with the Smart Robin. You know, you get them both in, but the, you know, I think they both were three packs though.
All right.
You're talking about Alicon?
No,
Alicon's different. Alicon wasn't this year. That was last year, right? Like the tail end of last year?
Alicon was the tail end of last year.
Okay.
Yeah, they came out.
Please don't say that. Someone's got that on their list.
I was like, I would say probably the other one is the Nightmorpher Warper, because I know that one came out at the beginning of this year, which is just absolutely an awesome toy. I personally don't own one, but I had a buddy of mine that had one, so I got to actually fiddle with it. It is a phenomenal toy. If you guys have not gone on in those Mastermind creations, those things are sick. They really are. I know Swage just got that the black version of that Prime, which is just...
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of those. I love it because it's steampunk and Transformers, and it's just... I love how they did that. It's such a great, you know, look at... Take an entire, like, different type of, like... Or take a character really familiar with and just make it look awesome in some weird way. Like, I've been ready for them to, like, do, like, some kind of, like, Stagecoach combiner or something. That'd be awesome. But
The other one was Unique Toys.
Oh, that's right.
And it was a three-pack.
Is it?
Okay. And it was actually $30 cheaper. $20 cheaper.
Okay. So I haven't heard anything of those or what they're doing with those in particular,
They just released those. I haven't gotten them in yet, but I like those because they looks like they went more of the little cartoony color scheme,
mm-hmm.
Like the golden, shiny gold eyes. But I don't think they differentiated the three of them. I think they were all the same. I mean, look, no, they did. They did.
Didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one that they changed one color and then all three heads.
That's Eye Gear.
Unique Toys did it.
Hmm.
Let me look at the Eye Gear one to see if it's like that also.
I think they are, actually. I think they're on Gear.
They might be. But my big thing is I wanted to get them both to see which one the quality was better. You know, and once again, I mean, you can't have too many Sharktacons. It wouldn't hurt, so.
Right. Quite a few of the other ones that's come. Well, obviously the Glacial Bots. Those are all my top. Those are literally at the top for my third party stuff right now because it's just I love how they engineered so much into a Scramble City combiner where you don't have to worry about the head snapping off, but they make like some crazy freaking Brain Master Chess Master gimmick, and it's a great way of looking at the old brick bots, but putting modern engineering twists on it. I mean,
right.
They're just phenomenal. A lot of people don't know this, but you can literally take the heads off of each animal and swap them between each other as well. Not just the Brain Masters, but the heads actually are
well, the Sabretooth Cat has a little bit of trouble connecting to the Glyptodon or whatever it is. There's
right.
like the neck gets a little bit in the way.
It's slightly in the way, but I mean you can move it around and make it actually work. And I've done that, and I love the idea that you can do stuff like that with it. It literally says this is what Scramble City is about is matching parts up, and that's what they were all about. And I love how they're doing that, and I'm kind of excited to see where Fran's project's gonna be going with the rest of this line because that teaser thing they have on the backs of that Tusker box is like I want to know where they're going with the rest of those because it's gonna look awesome. But, I mean, honestly, like I said, I really haven't had much of the stuff in hand. And a lot of it's cool, but I want to see more pictures of this Overlord they got coming out, honestly.
What, that giant piece of crap?
Well, I mean, it actually turns into a gigantic, like, aircraft carrier or something, too.
His name is Chad, okay?
He can hear you.
He's just not saying anything.
Hey, you guys know the brand of truck that Chad drives? No, nobody?
Actually, yeah, I do.
Is it Hover Around?
Unless Volvo makes them, no.
Oh, wow.
You thought you were getting out of this alive, didn't you? It's on. It's on now. I've been waiting.
Well, real quick before you start getting into it, what do you guys think about Toy World and the Throttlebots? I didn't put them on the list because I really want to see what this Discus Sculpt, the combined mode. I really want to see what it's going to look like.
They combine?
Yes.
Huh.
It's a secret. They don't show it, but it does. It's a combiner.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of the buzz right now is going with which one is it? It's the orange, the dump truck. I can't remember his name offhand.
Wide load.
The rumor is wide load's going to be the one that's going to come with all the combination parts, because it would make sense, because if you had all these combination parts, say they're blue or something, and you have this truck that turns, you have the dump truck, you just put all the combination parts, maybe they all mesh together and you just shove them into the back of the truck, which would make absolute sense.
Right.
So,
and then I heard that Goldbug was going to be the torso, the top portion.
That makes sense also, because Goldbug was the leader.
So. Well, the more famous character of the...
And see, that's the thing. I'm kind of kicking myself for not going in on that, because of the simple fact they're going to have a Goldbug, and I really like Goldbug, so...
Well, that's also one of those things. I don't see them going up. I think, just like Swage said, I think that's going to be one of those things that if you wait, you're going to find them cheaper than if you bought them.
That's what I'm kind of hoping on, because I actually missed out on the first couple whenever they were released earlier this year, and that's whenever I was, totally... unable to buy Transformers at all, and I'm kind of hoping that they'll be released later on cheaper.
I don't think there's a problem with them.
I actually wouldn't put it past them that they would probably, as they get close to doing the combination thing, they'll probably stock up on, you could buy all six for this, which would make sense, because some of the people that held out, they're going to want those by the time they start seeing this other stuff. So
right,
but it's kind of like Uranus and all those, it's the best thing they can do, because they're not doing what Make Toys did with Giant, where they're releasing two at one time, so it would only make sense to me, and they're not very big robots, so I can see them making it would be awesome to see an old retro six pack where it's got the windows and you put them all in there. That would be sick, because they're not very big. So they can actually pull that off.
I was actually surprised how small they were. Whenever I was over at Captured Prey doing a photo shoot the other day, he had some Aurora, which I believe is Searchlight.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually surprised how small they were.
Yeah, they're actually the same size as the Fans Project Chrome Dome. I'm looking at them right now. They're exactly the same height.
Maybe... Well, they come transformed in vehicle mode, so maybe they expand out a little bit bigger. But I guess I'll go ahead with my third party top 10 here, and then we'll talk about our least favorite figure of 2013, and then we'll do our favorite TFYLP moment and wrap it up here, because we are going a little bit longer. We're approaching the hour and a half mark, and we kind of want to hold our episodes to about an hour and a half or so. But my top 10 for the third party, coming in at number 10 is basically two figures, Apex and Geminis from Mech Ideas. Fantastic toys. I had them, but I had an opportunity to trade them for another figure. I believe it was one of the Fans Project bots that come up next on my list. Downforce, one of the Not Stunicons. I believe that's a Not Drag Strip. I like him, although he is probably lowest on the list out of the Stunicons simply because of the foot issue, the way the feet kind of go into the canopy. I'm not a huge fan of that. It's a bit fiddly. And each one of the Fans Project Stunicons are lower on the list simply because they're a bit fiddly. That's the biggest gripe I have against them. The least one of them is Last Chance, and he's next on my list. he's probably the least fiddly and also the least complex. He's almost too simple for the price. But he's they're all really nice figures, or else they wouldn't be on my top 10. T-Bone coming in next, which is a not Wild Rider. And then Car Crash, which is not Breakdown. He is probably my favorite out of the four. And he's actually the first one of them I picked up. I picked him up at Shardicon down in Charlotte earlier this year. Number five is Hardbone from Toy World. Super amazing figure. Although it does have some issues in the shoulders, it can be a little bit loose. But overall, the gimmicks on the toy are really nice. It's just a really amazing figure. Bovis from Mastermind Creation. The I'm sorry. The not Predacon not Tantrum. This is actually my first Mastermind Creations figure I've ever owned, and I am amazed at the quality of this toy. I know a lot of people gripe about the smooshed gear or smooshed ratchets in the elbows, but they really don't affect anything, especially in transformation. And it's, unless you're absolutely, you know, looking up in there, you don't notice it. Again, they don't affect anything, even the combined mode. So what difference does it make? Otherwise, I mean, it's a very solid, sturdy figure, and I'm really impressed, with that toy. Makes me really excited, to go after the remaining not Predacons from Mastermind Creations. Number three would have to be Code from Fans Project. I really was fascinated by the way he transformed. He's a little bit plain in detail, although he still pulls off Chrome Dome really nicely. But I really enjoyed how the car hood slides down from his back and somehow winds up on his pelvis and turns around and becomes the car hood. It's just really slick and neat how that worked out. Number two, Toy World's Brainwave. I dig the X-Wing. I know we were talking about it earlier, how, you know, it's a detraction for a lot of people, and I can see that, but you know, the more I think about it, the more I really like Brainwave as an X-Wing. And he's also a bigger scale. You know, I would expect a jet to be a little bit bigger than a car. And, you know, he scales well compared to Code and Hardbone, in my opinion.
And I'm gonna quote you when you first got that. Duran goes, "Holy freaking crap, dude. It's an X-Wing." Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
And he was like,
"It is an X-Wing.
Oh, my God."
Yeah, it is an X-Wing. I mean, if you look at it in a certain light, no, it is an X-Wing. I mean, there's no argument.
Yeah, a little geeked out moment.
Yeah.
Hasbro needs to take freaking notes there and say, oh, okay, that's how you do a Star Wars transfer.
Exactly. Exactly. And make the head turn into a little Luke, and you got it.
Honestly, I'm waiting on somebody to buy that and do like a custom and make that thing look like an actual X-Wing, which would be really interesting. But I know they're expensive, so I don't really see somebody really doing that, because they don't see many people do that with like third-party stuff that often.
Well, there's some guys in the Radicon section that though.
Yeah, paint up the head to where it's in the little robot form and make it look like Luke, but you turn it into head form and paint like some of the highlights and make it kind of look like R2.
Be interesting.
That'd be interesting. Okay, but anyway, my number
R2
one
Luke headmaster.
My number one third party toy of 2013. and I have to give a little bias to this one. It would be Fans Project Quadruple U, for obvious reasons.
I figured that one.
Yeah. I tell you what, whenever this figure was announced, I wet myself because, I mean,
he was like a girl. He was like a girl, a little schoolgirl. The second he seen, he was like,
see,
there you go.
He just talked about geeking out, and now he wet himself.
Yes. But I have to say,
that were you wearing protection? That's all we want to know. that's a no.
But
oh well.
I believe they hit
it. Oh my god.
Sorry. I believe they hit it out of the park with Quadruple U, the not Weird Wolf. That is just an absolute phenomenal toy. I don't think you could have updated Weird Wolf any better. So that's my top 10 for the third party. What about 2013 turds? Chad, we haven't heard from you in a while. Got any 2013 big letdown for you as far as a Hasbro official toy?
Every year he comes across.
Absolutely. The worst decision Hasbro made this year was Sharktacon Megatron. The biggest letdown in the world. You go off and make a Unicron Megatron in the show, and then you put out a toy that looks like a damn shark. It's horrible. One of the worst things they ever did.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd have to disagree. I actually kind of like the way that thing looks myself, but that's just me. To me, it looks like a Piranicon. That's what it looks like. And honestly, if you would swap out the head with like something else where it didn't look so Megatronish, it'd be a perfect Piranicon.
So you just think it was marketed wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying it was marketed wrong. It just they
it's a great toy.
They
man.
Definitely dropped the they dropped the ball on it though. I mean, you had Unicron Megatron in the show, and he looked freaking awesome. And then you're expecting the toy, and you get a shark head as a chess piece. I don't know. I mean, I like it. Don't get me wrong. I just think it was the worst decision they made.
Look, you made your decision. Stick with it.
That's how it works.
Backpedaling.
What about you, Plasticon? What about your least favorite figure of 2013?
I would say it's that leader-sized Optimus Prime with the stupid gimmick on the back. It's like, what is that? It's an oversized Voyager mold with some silly gimmick on the back to fire, what, 5 silly missiles, and overpriced is not the word. And to me, it's like, look, that toy would have been awesome if you just run a pin and yank that entire firing assembly off the back. I could see so many customizers doing something awesome with that. But they completely screwed up that toy when they strapped that crap on the back of it.
Not only that, but it doesn't fire properly.
It doesn't.
Most people have issues with it.
It's not worth the price point, and I honestly think Hasbro screwed up there. When they released the Predaking was phenomenal. Yeah, the wings might be a little silly on it, but I mean, come on. It's actually not bad. It really isn't. So, the Optimus... sorry. The Optimus fans out there, I'm sorry, but that's a piece of garbage.
It is probably it went down to on Amazon as far as low as, I believe, $18 shipped here a couple days ago. And I was actually tempted by it, but the more I thought about it, I'm like, it's not even really worth that much.
I'm waiting for it to hit a Tuesday morning so I can go get one, and then I'm going to yank that stupid firing mechanism off the back and then paint it up to look like some crazy masterpiece or something. That's what I wanted to do.
About you, Megamus, what's your biggest letdown of 2013?
And we're just going with Hasbro Takar, right?
Yeah. Or if you want to make it a third-party figure, that's fine.
Well, and once again, I'm pretty sure it was this year, Blitzwing. Blitzwing?
Yes.
Yeah.
I cannot believe you barely touch it and it pops off. You know, it doesn't stay assembled. I don't have that problem. It can't be that hard of a fix. Yeah. It can't be. They have two little pegs that hold all the arm and the back assembly together. Two pegs. I mean, it can't be that hard of a fix. But I was all stoked. I was ready for, you know, you're getting back into the triple changers, you know, G1. It even has a look, you know. The accessories look great. Everything. What a letdown. You know, and especially afterwards they had Springer and Sandstorm, and those did great. This one just, it was horrible. Horrible.
I don't think it's horrible. I enjoyed it. I do admit that the shoulders are a bit of an issue, but mine doesn't seem to have nearly the flop issues as a lot of people seem to complain about.
I personally, myself, when I got mine, I did the fix. I separated it and sanded it down to reassemble it, and then I kind of reinforced it a little bit with fingernail polish to make sure the little bits stayed in place, but... Honestly, to me, it's like, look, if Hasbro releases a bad product like that, what they should do is, like, you as a consumer, you should be able to say, hey, I go to Hasbro, you send me replacement parts to fix these. And that's what they should do. They should just do a mass thing of some replacement part to fix all those, and that'll keep their name standing. But the way they've been going lately, I don't see them doing that ever.
I agree. You know, I mean, talking about how they, you know, they have the ability to make a good toy, to make what the fans want, and then they do that, and they bring out a character. Blitzwing's a good character. Everything was great. The toy, it failed. So what do? You fix it. Like you said, give us the parts and fix it.
Right. I mean, it's like, take for instance, I have a buddy of mine that bought the Death Star 2. It's Lego. And he went to go assemble it, and there's some bits missing. What's he do? He contacts Lego. Lego's like, where's it at in the instructions? These are parts you need? Okay, free of charge, here they are. Ship them to him. And that's exactly what Hasbro should do, because Hasbro needs to get their head out of their butt about this stuff, because their G.I. Joe thing isn't doing good. You don't need to tick off the guys that are buying Transformers, because honestly, I think we're the ones that are actually carrying their entire brand name now.
Oh, for years. For years.
Yeah.
Transformers has been carrying the brand name for years. But you're right. Lego is head and shoulders above in customer service and all that stuff.
Not just them. I used to collect Playmobil stuff, like, years ago. And I got into, like, a lot of castle sets, and I had some times that I'd have, like, a part missing or something like that. And if that happened, I'd contact Playmobil. They're overseas. They shipped it to me free of charge. So, what's the problem here, Hasbro?
Right. I mean, we're not talking, oh, well, you know, we'll send it to you, just pay for shipping or whatever. Lego, it's free. Free. And, I mean, I've done it, and I've actually had 4 or 5 sets. And we're talking sets that I got. They weren't retired yet, but they were older sets. And they sent all of it free. And we're talking, you know, 20 parts.
Free. Right, and some people are like, okay, they're going to be one of these kind of guys like, oh, well, Lego bricks haven't changed since, you know, pretty much when they just, you know, developed them. Well, that's true, but they have developed some newer parts. Some are tampled, different stuff like that.
And the colors and everything.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Playmobil, but Playmobil also has evolving parts within their line as well. So there's all different kinds of lines out there. Even G.I. Joe, for God's sake, you know, has stuff that they've
For done. God's sake!
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't have to say for something. I like
I mean, it. It's not hard to get hold of these parts. I mean, they manufacture them. They literally just made the thing on the assembly line. Can't they tell that their mold is just slightly off by a few, you know, micrometers? Fix that crap and make it right, and then people are going to be happy about your product.
I'm
not mad about it. It's just, it's like, look.
You should
be. You're a major manufacturer. You want to do stuff right and keep your customers happy. You need to provide this stuff.
Yeah.
You got to help them out. Give them
stuff. Let me help you out here. You fix that.
Yes. It's better. Fix it or I'll kill your family, yo.
You fix it.
You don't know me.
You fix it, but you also, you know, tell the fandom, oh, yeah, we know we screwed up on this. I don't expect every Transformer that comes off the line to be perfect, because that's next to impossible. Even G1 figures and G2 figures had their issues.
Hey, now. Hey now.
I'm a big collector just like you are. I'm on the same boat as you. There are some that have slight issues. Like the Scramble City, honestly, they should have made those heads instead of them being plastic, die cast. It would have lasted a lot longer. But there are bits that, you know, they could have done to repair these to keep the longevity of the product. Now I feel like when I go buy a Hasbro product on the shelf, it might last 2.5-3 years before ball joints get to the point that they're not holding, and I got to pull the whole thing apart to fix it. It shouldn't be like that.
You could go into a long thing about that. I mean, look at RID, you know, Robots in Disguise Prime. How long did it last before all the wheels start rotting off?
Right.
I think on the shelf they were popping off. So I mean, there's quality control issues in everything.
Right.
How severe are they?
That's the question, and I mean, it's like, okay, you know, some people complain about a few bits on Springer not pinning in right or whatever, but these are toys. They're designed to be played with. It's designed to be given to, you know, kids that are five years old. No. So.
They're there to be worshipped, put on a shelf, and never touched.
All right, we kind of beat that in into the ground. Let's move on to Swage's least favorite of 2013.
All right, I'm going to go my least favorite official thing. I don't even know what in the hell those things are, but those like 12 or 14-inch Optimus and Bumblebee plastic statue things, if someone can explain to me what in the goddamn hell those pieces of crap are supposed to be...
I can explain this.
No. You're done. You're done. Let me rant.
What are you talking about?
I mean,
those ten dollars.
I don't know how much they are.
Those $10 figures that, like, the arms go up and the legs might go out, and that's it. You know, they're just like statues of Transformers.
Yeah,
they're jumbos, guys. They're jumbos. That's why. They're jumbos.
These are jumbos. No. All right. So that's my official one. The other one that is almost as bad is going to have to be the Air Dancer set. The Air Dancer KFC cassette. I can't believe, like KFC went like this for me. It was like Rhino Horn was cool. It was simple. No problems at all. It was just simple. You know, a bunch of different variants. Cool. Nice and cheap. Iron Paw comes out and blows Rhino Horn out of the water as far as appearance, posability, and like the little issues I have with Iron Paw, they're tiny, they're nothing major at all. They're fixable with, you know, just having a pick in your hand, whatever. Now Air Dancer though is the most ridiculous crap. Like, I can't name one thing I didn't have a problem with when I opened those up, and I actually just did that yesterday for my Instagram. Nothing fits together correctly. The size and when you combine them into the duo team is horrible. I mean, it's the combined form is like one cassette in width. It's just totally awkward. The knees aren't poseable. The only cool thing I can think about that whole set is that it has chrome. That is the only good thing about the whole set. I mean, the tabs don't fit correctly. The tabs to actually take moving pieces out, all the molding is missing for that, so you have to dig in there with a razor or a pick. And actually, I also got the instructions for only one figure out of two sealed boxes. So I had the spaceship instructions, but, you know, nothing for the tank. And when I put the tank together, I was like, this is it? Like, are you kidding me? Like, 60% of the top is, you see through it. Like, you put, you know, it has the treads and then the top part and the gun. But the whole thing, everything is just a big gap.
Like, Titanium it's just, Megatron it, all it's over
like,
again.
I mean, literally, like, there's like a little tiny bit of tread, a little bit of tread, and then there's Chad's mom in the middle. Like this, the Grand Canyon of, and then there's like this little tiny turret gun, actually, I'll leave that alone too. It had so much potential, and I don't know. I don't even know if I could sell them because I would feel like I ripped somebody off. I mean, they're just terrible. I might keep the stand and hope that it works for something else, the one that came for the ship. Otherwise, I mean, I can't even sell them. I mean, I feel like I would disgrace my garbage can by throwing them in there.
Oh, wow.
So
bad.
So that's hopefully...
And if you sent them to somebody, they'd probably think you're your worst enemy.
Yeah, I mean, like, I jokingly offered them in the TFYLP Facebook group, but if the guy would have said, yeah, I'll take them, I would have been like...
No, you don't want these.
I'd have been like, I can't afford to pay you for these. Like, they're terrible. And it really is a huge gap between... You know, Rhino Horn, and then Iron Paw, and then this one. Like, they don't look good. They don't transform well. They don't look good in cassette mode. I mean, there's nothing that makes them worth paying more than a few quarters in your pocket. You know, Rhino Horn is simple, but it's worth the 15 to 25 because it's sturdy. It's going to stick together. Iron Paw, the issues on that are so minimal that, you know, it can be a tiny little annoyance. But it doesn't actually ruin anything. It just makes you take another 10 seconds to do something that, you know, they should probably have taken care of. That's it. But these two are just, they're terrible. They're horrible. They would be better if they were just statues and you didn't have to move them or do anything. You could just look at them, and even then, they would be right up there with the jumbo pieces of statues. That's it.
Wow.
So that's wow. My rant. I'm done. That's the worst. Sorry, KFC, but I'm not sorry. You totally fucking sucked on this one, and I hope you repent. I hope you pray for your souls, and you get retribution with your next release, because I saw the Dinobots are coming, and honestly, I have no faith in you after this. There's no way ever. Yeah, like I'll wait until 5 years down and everyone's reviewed them. I'm not wasting my time being the guy that tries to figure it out, and I want all the cassettes up front anymore. Like, I can't take a chance after this one. So
yeah, and this coming from the cassette guru.
Yeah, I'm not a guru, but I mean, if I'm gonna be mad at a figure like this, like I literally was angry with these figures. I wanted to hit these things like they had stolen my wallet and pissed on my car.
Why don't you do like that one dude did once here a while back? He hated a figure so much that he actually took them out in his backyard and blew them up with fireworks.
They are not worth the money that. You would waste.
I could top that.
I don't know. I
could so top that. If you guys have seen my knockoff review of these like official Ford licensed toys, I literally ran over them with my car. That's how bad they were.
But that's exactly it. These are
but
not
I did
even
it in
worth,
style. So go check out that
These
video.
Are not even worth the effort to destroy them. The only way they would be worth it is if you threw them at someone and permanently injured or killed them on purpose. And they're so crappy. They couldn't even do that. You couldn't. They're worthless. I'm sorry.
Hey, Swage, I'll send you some. I'm going to send you some super glue, so that way you can glue them in a certain pose, and then just leave it alone. Because then you have your statue.
Why?
Because you said they'd be better as a statue.
We beat this to death.
I'll beat you. Wait, you cut me off again. I'll kill you.
I'm done. Plasticon said that, and that's exactly what I did with Blitzwing. I glued it together.
My least favorite of 2013 isn't like a single figure. It's what they did to a line of figures, and that is the Beast Hunters line of that stupid rubber armor. What the hell, Hasbro? I mean, that stuff is just going to dry rot in like 5-6 years and be thrown away. So why even bother? I mean, it doesn't add anything to the aesthetic of the cars. It doesn't make it look good in any way. I just don't see the point in it, and it doesn't last, you know. So,
It honestly kind of makes me wonder what's going to happen to that Razor Claw figure, because the entire tail has that same rubber stuff. a Ripclaw.
That's why I got rid of it.
I mean, my son has it. It's a great toy, but I'm like, I don't know how long that rubber stuff's going to last before
it is a great toy. I loved it. I loved messing with it. The little flip tail thing is a great gimmick. But, you know, I was looking at it from a collector's standpoint in the long run. 10 years down the road, that tail is just going to become brittle and break, and I don't want to have to deal with that heartbreak. So I just went ahead and got rid of it now. I got my enjoyment out of it and got rid of it. As a dragon, it looks fantastic. But, you know, I just the rubber stuff is and a lot of the rubber on the dragon's heads. I've got an issue with that.
Yeah, the entire, like, top portion of that, of the dragon's head.
It's just going to dry rot and fall off, you know. So, I just thought it was a really bad move from Hasbro. Real quick, I want to go through and ask each one of you your favorite moment or favorite TFYLP thing from the past year. Chad, what about you?
I believe in episode 62, which I just watched the other day, you guys were talking about... Man, I can't remember what you guys were talking about, but the girls got off on a tangent. The girls got off on a tangent about something, and you were like, yeah, that's what she said. Yeah, that's what she said. And then everybody started saying it, and it was like you guys just busted out laughing, and it was probably like the – it just looked and sounded really fun.
It
is. That was my favorite moment. And I've watched all of them from 50 all the way to, well, current. You know, I'm current. So I've watched all the ones you've got on YouTube.
Did you go back all the way to the downloadable only back to Geek Existence Transformers from like 3 years ago?
No, I have not went that far yet, but I've gotten from 50 on. So.
50 is, I believe, whenever we did our first YouTube video.
Yep, it is.
Yeah, so we are actually on our 26th YouTube show. Out of 76 episodes, so it just goes to show you how far we've come on TFYLP in just a short amount of time. What about you, Plastic?
So
Con?
How can I?
Oh, go ahead.
How can I go get those? How can I go get those?
If you go to tftalk.net, you can actually go to the TFYLP archive, and you can actually listen to the old episodes streaming on the website, straight off the website, or you can download them that way as well. And it goes all the way back to episode 10 of Geek Existence Transformers, because that's actually as far back as it goes for Transformers. The first 10 episodes is actually Geek Existence Toys. And we just talked, Insane Galvatron and I, we just talked about general toys. And, you know, we would throw so many Transformer things in there because we were both Transformer fans and we really didn't care a whole lot about other toys. And we were a new podcast, so we couldn't get any guests or anything, and nobody would listen to us. And we just like, you know, why don't we just talk about something we do know about, and that's Transformers. So along about episode 10, we found it as a good starting point. And technically episode 10 is episode number 1, but, you know, there were 10 episodes before that. We did for 10 months. So, you know, there is some history to the show. We've been around a while. We've had our knocks, and we're learning, and we're getting better. So,
thanks for telling me.
No problem. What about you, Plasticon?
I would have to say, well, kind of biased here, but the episode that we did dealing with the prototypes, I'll have to admit, I think that was probably one of the coolest things, and honestly, I think we need to do more of that. Because more people don't realize what is actually involved in the toy engineering process. And
Megamus may be able to help us with that.
Right, exactly. And I honestly think it'd be really cool to be able to maybe do that. I was wanting to do some stuff with maybe customization later on. I do have a buddy of mine that he's a customizer as well. So I wanted to try to get with you about that.
Yeah, actually we've had, Incline and Aprim back, it was before we did the video show, but it was after we had turned over to Transformers. They were actually some of our very first guests, and I'd love to have Incline back on the show, especially now that he's officially a Hasbro employee. But I'd like to have him on to talk about customizing and everything. He'd be an awesome guest again.
Especially if he like talks about some of the BotCon exclusive ones that they do for the builds that they do, the custom classes they do at those.
He may not be able to talk as much about that, but I'll reach out to David and see what we can do. We might be able to bring Incline back to the show for a guest spot again.
Is he going to be cool coming on the show with his arch enemy Recline Chad over there being here?
No, I don't think him and it's not Chad, but I think it's him and Frenzy Rumble didn't get along too well. But no,
they should just mud wrestle, and bro hugs works every time.
What about you, Magnus? In the time that you've viewed the show, I mean, you're new to the show. This is actually your first episode as a member of TFYLP, but I'm sure you've seen enough to know something that you've liked from the show.
One word: teabag.
Yeah. Wow. For those of you who are listening to the show, I haven't actually got that episode available for download yet because of doing things this past week, but
it will blow your mind.
Yes. Yeah, the infamous teabag incident. Yeah.
Because Swage and I have been completely censored by Weird Wolf.
Yeah.
No, you need to be censored just because you suck.
Yeah. Well.
Poor Mariah Baby thinks you guys are picking on her, but you know we all pick on each other, so you know it's not just her.
Well, I could say it could have happened to anyone, but it didn't. So yeah. I mean, it was.
What about you, Swage? Your favorite TFYLP moment or?
It's hard to argue with the teabag just because it was it was so subtle and it was just like
it was most, priceless.
It was the most.
It went
beautiful.
On and on and on.
It went on for like two sentences and then stupid ass Chad over there is like, "I feel bad. He made a bad joke." And I don't know. I just I was a little disappointed because I could have taken that to a whole different level.
I was actually under the weather and I was just monitoring it. And I'm sitting there going like this. I mean, the listeners couldn't see me, and I'm sitting there. And I'm face palming the whole time. I'm like, I can't.
But I could not have written that little sequence and had it plan out and pan out as how it did. That was just too perfect of a moment. But I liked when I was on the first time as a guest. That was pretty sweet. It was cool to see how everything worked and just get on camera and play gay chicken. That was a good time. In case anybody missed that.
Did you like it when I put my hand on your knee and you're like, what the?
Yeah, I did because I did not expect you to have the gumption for that. But then I basically raped your face, and all of a sudden you weren't quite as friendly about it. So it worked out. I don't know. It was a good time. Hopefully I can make everyone feel violated, uncomfortable, and regret everything about their life when they hang out with this guy. But Teabag, I think Teabag takes the cake.
Well, I think my favorite thing from TFYLP this year is. Finally going live on YouTube. I think that adds a huge dynamic to our show. I know a lot of our listeners actually listen to this show via download and audio, and they listen to it days after it's actually been recorded. But, you know, if you ever get a chance on Tuesday nights at 8 or Friday nights at 8, and you're near a computer or even on your smartphone, check us out on YouTube and watch us live. I think it's really fun. It adds a cool dynamic to our show. And, whenever the fans are actually willing to interact with us, I mean, a few people will say hi to us, but getting people to interact with us, we want to hear from you. you know, we're actively watching our YouTube and Twitter feeds. And, you know, we'd love to hear from you. And if you want to tell us your top 10 lists from 2013, and you're listening to this later on, feel free to post them on the Facebook group or on our message board at tftalk.net. Love to get a little action going on in there, because nobody posts on it because we got our Facebook group. But, you know, I don't see why it couldn't be any better than there's a friggin' gnat in here. Damn it.
Well, you know, and people, you know, if people want to, you know, post about their teabag moments, we can pour
that
in the chat.
Yeah.
Share. We want photos. That's what I want.
Actually,
no, we don't want photos.
You send that to this guy right here.
Yeah, we don't want photos.
Right here.
But, you know.
Hey, Weird Wolf, I think this is what we could do. We could probably challenge our listeners to come up with some questions.
Yeah.
And put them on our Facebook, and we will adamantly go through them.
Mm-hmm.
And why not start up like with the next one we do for next year, considering next year.
Yeah.
So it'll be our first one.
We'd love to
and
hear you guys.
Challenge them, because it will give them a good few weeks to respond and build it up, so that way we can start getting some listener questions in here and start answering some of them.
Most definitely.
Absolutely.
But, you know, when I look back at 2013, going live on YouTube was probably the biggest thing that's ever happened to TFYLP. And then, you know, a lot has happened this year. I mean, you know, we took a hiatus after last Christmas, and at that time I was actually looking for a job, found a job, and was working long, long hours. And then I had the accident, and then, you know, for a couple months after the accident, I was trying to rehab. I had a lot of issues, and so we went pretty much dormant for 4 months. But whenever I decided to, you know, come back and reinvigorate the show and show people, hey, we haven't gone away, we're all still here, I looked for ways to make the show stand out. And whenever we started going live on YouTube, at first it was pretty much unnoticed, but then people started noticing that it was something special. And we started the Twitter account at TFYLP, the Facebook group, the Google Plus page, which actually has laid dormant until today. I mean, we're actually using it now. But TFYLP, just in the last 6 months, if you look, we have actually picked up something that has been a pet project and turned it into something big, and it can only get bigger. And I got to thank you guys for your willingness to join and make TFYLP something special, you know, and the people that has been part of TFYLP for so long, and those that will continue to be so, Mariah Baby, Natsume, Ryu, who is out in the Netherlands of internet connections right now. She hasn't been on a number of shows because of work, but she still checks in from time to time, and we dearly miss her and her viewpoint. Guard Convoy, wherever you may be. I know his work schedule seems to be the most wonky out of everyone's, and I don't think he's been on the show since September because of that. And but we've got some things in the works that hopefully he can be a part of. And Insane Galvatron, I know he texted me a few minutes ago wanting to get into the podcast, but you know, I gotta apologize.
No,
I gotta apologize. You know, we're trying to cut down on people jumping in the middle of things, and we want, you know, we want a fun atmosphere and a loose atmosphere, but also a somewhat professional atmosphere too. And we want to have a entertaining show for you listeners, and we hope that you enjoy what we put out. You know, we're striving for quality. We want good quality audio. We may not always get it, but we're striving for that. We're striving for good guests. We're striving for more and better technologies to reach you fans. So if you have ideas, things that you'd like to see from TFYLP, mention them to us on the Facebook page, tweet them at us, at TFYLP. Email them to us at podcast@tfylp.com. We would love to hear from them. You know, who knows, we may implement them if it's feasible. But you know, the 2013 to me, as a co-founder of TFYLP, has been so special. I mean, just seeing this podcast grow, and it's being fun. It's so fun being part of it. Even if, you know, I'm down, and I mean, this whole year, I've virtually been broke. Yeah, screw you.
You're gonna make me cry. I don't want to cry.
Don't make me kick you.
Oh, touch out.
Mr. Melodramatic here, but you know, I mean, this year where I've had no money and everything, it's been so hard to collect. Being in the fandom and providing this show TFYLP and producing it each week, sometimes it's been a chore, but for the most part, it's been something that I've really enjoyed and helped me enjoy the fandom, even whenever I couldn't just go out and get that new toy that everybody was raving about. And sometimes it's not all about the toys. Sometimes it's about interacting with fans, even though that sometimes fans can be a headache, you know, quite frankly. There's sometimes I go into a forum and I'll read some replies and I'm like, oh, shoot me now, you know. But I mean, it's like, and quite frankly, sometimes in the fandom, I mean, what I was reading on TFW the other day, I tweeted about it. I was reading on TFW and really first world problems on there. I mean, Fans Project Intimidator, or not Intimidator, but Diesel, gets delayed again, and people are, oh, this thing should have been out this month, you know, now I'm going to have to wait. And it's like, really, people? You paid your money. It's coming out. Just be patient. You know, it's not like you're not getting food on the table next week. You know, first world problem.
You know, Chad ain't missing a meal.
Yeah.
He's got his priorities right.
Oh, look at those man boobs.
You
got
to remember, over half of our collection base, we're all 12 years old.
Yeah. Well, I want to welcome everybody that's new to the cast. Megamus, I know you're going to enjoy being part of TFYLP. It's going to be a learning curve because I know you. Wow!
Wow! Man, right when I was getting props too.
Yeah. Who forgot to
turn what the hell just happened here?
Something Chad did.
You know that wasn't Chad's workout music.
Yeah. But I know that you're not much on technology and everything, but we're going to try to help you out and everything. And I know Swage is going to show you a few tricks this weekend and probably give you a few tricks at the same time. But if I know Swage, he'll try.
Yeah, you just led him. Why don't you just lead him right into it?
Yeah.
Lead him right into it.
Yeah, it's like you. It's like we'll start up in 2 weeks, and we'll start up the next podcast and everything. We'll see your head there, and it's like, and we'll welcome Megamus to the show. Megamus is there, and then all of a sudden, here comes Swage's head up out of your lap, and oh, and there's Swage. What about that? You know,
that's okay. He's good at it.
Yeah, he's got this rim of orange around his mouth. It's like, how the hell did that get on there? You know, but. Yeah, but also I am Unicron. I am Unicron. Brandon Boudreau. He is going to be joining our crew also on Tuesday nights. He said that there will be an occasion that he may not get off from working enough time because he is in the Houston, Texas area. So his time zone is a little bit behind us. So it may be a little bit difficult for him to actually make some shows, but he is going to make a concerted effort. He's promised me to make a concerted effort to make as many shows as possible, and he's really excited and involved in helping the brand grow. And Insane Galvatron has got some great ideas to be implemented later next year, and I look forward to helping him get that rolling. He may not be as much of a online part as far as on the podcast as much, but he is going to have an online show. But we'll have more about that later as it develops. And, of course, the TFYLP Minute. I want to plug that one more time. I want to try to get one of those out, at least one a week. If everybody else wants to do a little video segment of at least a minute, I'll be happy to put them up, and we'll get those rolling. It's actually quite fun to do. So, guys, thank you. Thank you, and I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday. Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. Don't burn the house down. Yeah.
You ruined his fun, man. You ruined his fun.
God. So many rules in this stupid group.
Rules. What are those?
Swage, just whatever you do, cut it fine and do one line at a time, okay? That's all.
Whatever.
Yeah, but you're not getting on the show as the real robot, you know?
Oh, you're going to see the reels in a second here.
Yeah.
Oh, Chief.
Anybody have a closing thought before we close? Make it quick. We've went Jet way sucks. Over time here.
Chad sucks.
Yeah, we all know that.
We want right. Chad's his 1 minute thing he's going to put up of him dancing to the, whatever the heck he just Gangnam had style. Playing. Gundam style to whatever he had playing.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to wrap this little thing up here, and it's been the 2013 year in review for TFYLP. Again, we are not going to have an episode Christmas week and New Year's weekend, so we are going to return on the Friday after New Year's Day. So I haven't got a calendar handy, so I can't tell you the exact date, but look for us then Friday night at 8 p.m., hope everyone has a Merry Christmas, and thank you for listening to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure in 2013. For Trans Jazz, who is apparently on the phone right now, or something.
Eating.
Yeah.
So he's calling me. He thinks McDonald's delivers still.
Plastic on. Megamus and Swage, 66. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure.
This has been Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening, and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.